A Tempo is a production of the Classical Network and is made possible by the support of listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Welcome to A Tempo, the Classical Network spotlight on the arts and culture. I'm Rachel Katz, and I'm your host as we explore the changes at work in the performing arts. Each week, I'll bring you some of the latest news and also take time to examine many of the issues that are challenging these arts organizations. Today, we'll check in on the second visit of conductor Gustavo Dudamel's residency at Princeton University Concerts. He was back this week when he met with students in local music programs inspired by the El Sistema model and participate in a forum devoted to the topic. I'll interview Maestro Dudamel about his commitment to youth education and also speak with some of the young people who had the opportunity to perform for him and hear some of his words of encouragement. As part of A Tempo, we're pleased to bring you some of the news from around the world of the performing arts. Rider University and opponents of the school's plan to sell Westminster Choir College to a Chinese-owned company were back in court this week as Rider sought to have a lawsuit challenging the legality of the sale dismissed. On Friday, a New Jersey Superior Court judge held off on making a decision on the motion by Rider, pending the results of a study by the Attorney General's office into the status of the proposed sale. Rider announced its intentions to sell the renowned choir college 2 years ago, claiming the sale would alleviate Rider's fiscal budget deficits. After soliciting bids, the university chose Beijing Kaiwen Education Technology Company as its proposed buyer. Opponents of the sale, which include alumni, faculty, and parents, have argued that Rider, which took over Westminster in 1992, does not have the right to sell the college because during the merger it agreed to abide by aspects in the original deed to the campus that protect Westminster's ability to operate as a school for sacred music. Among the concerns raised by opponents is that the purchase by Kai Wen could lead to restrictions in academic freedom and potentially the closure of the school. While no sale has been finalized, under the proposed agreement, Kai Wen has committed to retaining the current academic offerings for at least 5 years. Bruce Afrin, an attorney representing some of the opponents of Rider's plans, said the judge gave the Attorney General's office 60 days to complete its review, which is required as the Choir College is a charitable organization.
Any college is a charity, and it has to adhere to the charitable intentions underlying the college. So can you take a religious music college and hand it over to a commercial company that's controlled by an authoritarian foreign government? We say you can't. That's not consistent with the charitable purposes of an American college.
The Attorney General's report is due March 19th, and the court conference date has been set for April 15th. By way of full disclosure, WWFM has agreements with Westminster Choir College to air some of its performances, and I personally am a member of the Westminster Community Orchestra, which is run by Westminster's conservatory arm. Those are just some of the headlines this week from around the arts world. Gustavo Dudamel, music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic and this year's artist-in-residence with Princeton University Concerts, was back in Princeton this week for his second round of panels, performances, and activities. One of the accomplishments for which Dudamel is often cited is his dedication to youth music programs, particularly those inspired by Venezuela's El Sistema program, which gave him his own musical start. Although open to all students, music education programs modeled on El Sistema often focus on reaching students in lower-income areas or communities that have traditionally had limited access to music education, which has worsened in the wake of school budget cuts. That commitment to young musicians was on display this week as Dudamel participated in a panel discussion on El Sistema and visited two Trenton-based ensembles to listen and offer some words of encouragement to the students. At a press conference, I asked him about what has made it possible for El Sistema, which in Venezuela is a state-funded and backed program, to have inspired so many different types of programs around the world.
I think El Sistema is the concept is very flexible because it doesn't only work, you know, for a specific situation in a country. You know, for example, when I was a music director in Gothenburg, in Sweden. That is a country really well balanced, you know, in the societies, very balanced. I founded together with the orchestra a sistema there in Hammarkullen, in a place of immigrants. And then it was spread, and it's one of the biggest sistemas outside of Venezuela, with more than 10,000 children, you know. And imagine, it's not only, it's flexible because it adapts. Here in the States, it has been amazing. Because I remember one of the things when I became music director in Los Angeles was to create a program. Not only that we have an academy that we create just now, that we educate, you know, at the best level to young musicians to be professionals, but also to go to the community and to give access to music for them, you know. And now we are talking more than 1,000 children. Of course, every place take their own time because it's like the dynamic of the place. But here, the sistema is big, you know. We have in different places sistema. Trenton has a sistema.
Yeah.
You know, in Boston, in different places. So I think it's it adapts really well in the conditions that a specific society, a specific community.
I also had the chance to speak with him directly about why he has made youth music such a focus of his career.
Because I was one of these children, you know, and I had the experience, and I saw the dimension of this, you know. Music changed my life completely, you know, in the sense of understanding life and all these aspects of life. And that is why this program and sistema is so important and have this kind of power of transformation for the children. I remember being sitting in an orchestra as a little boy and, you know, being inside of this amazing, you know, sea of sound, of notes, and getting transformed from that. And that, I think that was the key moment, because I immediately started to be a teacher, you know, because that was the dynamic of El Sistema. You were from the initiation orchestra to the youth orchestra, and then immediately you became a teacher to the children orchestra. So that is why, that is also the place where I started to conduct, you know, because I was teaching other children.
And you'll have the chance when you're here to meet with the Trenton Music Makers.
Yes.
This will be perhaps the only time they will be able to experience you as a teacher. In that small amount of time, what most do you want to convey to them?
Wow. You know, that happened there. Because it's always different, you know. It's always the depend of the dynamic of the... But especially with the children, I think what I would love to share is the joy of music, you know, and how to combine discipline with joy, you know, because sometimes we get so rigid with the technical things that we don't enjoy what we do. And that happened a lot in the arts. So in the arts, it's always a space that is very important to develop, that is the joy of doing the things that you are doing, combined with a good technique, and also, especially children that, you know, they are in difficult situations, you know, because economics, because the different terrible things that a community can have, music for them is hope. So I think we talk to each other, especially through the notes, and then we get transformed from that.
Well, you've become such a superstar above and beyond, and nowadays it's not like it used to be in the old days when conductors were superstars. You really have gotten that reputation,
yes,
that image. How have you worked with that image and still kept doing what it is you really want to do and not let it change you?
Yeah, well, you know, everything in my life have been happening in a very natural way. I never have pushed myself for something even my family. So that is why I feel the same. I see myself, and I thank God, I thank life all the time that I have the chance to work with children, because I see myself there, sitting in an orchestra, you know, having fun with my friends, playing a symphony, you know, following the conductor, all of that. I think that is my, let's say, my motto, you know, of my natural motto of life. You know, it's like I haven't changed. It's kind of the child is there with more experience, with the wonderful opportunities that I had, you know, to be with the best orchestras in the world, to do concerts, to be doing what I do. But at the same time, you know, having the opportunity and the bless, you know, to work with the children and the young people, that for me is essential in my life. So that is why I don't see myself as a star or as somebody that have a specific power. It's only I'm a musician that love what I do.
When you meet someone, or if you were to meet someone who were to say, well, I love music, but classical music, it's not for me, what would be your elevator speech? What would you want most to convey to that person?
Well, it has to be a combination of things. I think when you are a child, you don't like salad. No? So your parents give a little bit. They give the hamburger to you or the hot dog, but then you start to eat, and then you have... I'm not radical to put somebody that doesn't like classical music and you have to like. I think the thing that you have to show them is that there are bridges between everything. It's like our opening in Los Angeles, or what I do at the Hollywood Bowl, for example. You know, or the opening of this season, I was working, was doing concert with Herbie Hancock. That is a specific audience, but they were listening premieres of classical music. I was working with Moby, with Chris Martin, with Katy Perry, at the same time doing Stravinsky and all of that. So I think we have the power, the ability to show that there are different kind of music, yes, but all of them can be, you know, one. And for me, it's great, because I can say, in a moment I said, well, I don't like this. But it's because I needed the time to understand and then to get to like. So I think classical music is fun, is modern, because even if it was written in the past, already the concept of classical music made classical music classical and old, and the music of our parents or our grandparents. So music is alive every time that you play that. And when you do that music without any kind of routinary feeling, you know, you get to transform the people that are listening to that. So I believe in that, combining and building bridges and putting all together and enjoying and doing the best.
That was Gustavo Dudamel, music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic and artist in residence with Princeton University Concerts. That afternoon, he headed downstairs to sit in on a short performance by students in Trenton Music Makers, an after-school music program that's approaching its fourth anniversary and now reaches students in grades 2 through 11. He listened to several works, including the William Tell Overture, of which you just heard an excerpt, sitting in the front row of a classroom, nodding his head to the music, tapping his foot, and occasionally waving his hand as if to conduct the young string players. When they were done with their final piece, he took time to give them some inspiration and let them ask questions.
You know, I play in an orchestra like you. Exactly, I was sitting there, I was watching you and listening to you, and I was like remembering when I was there sitting. And it was a lot of fun, eh? A lot of fun. I was making a lot of mistakes. But I was having a lot of fun. Okay? I was 8 years old or 9. Who is the young one?
Rafa.
How old are you? How old?
Good.
Garten. Hey. Yes, I was around that stage. That's wonderful. William Tell. Do you know the original piece? Have you listened to the original piece? With which instrument start? That trumpet, no? Great. Yes. It's difficult, eh? We have a violin solo in the middle that is almost impossible to play all the notes. But it's beautiful, this arrangement, eh?
When you were conducting,
was hard?
No.
Well, when I was little, it's because I was playing at home, conducting. I think a lot of people does. You know, I'm not unique because that I have some puppets that I line perfectly like an orchestra. If I can show you a picture of that, you will be amazed how organized my orchestra was. and I have in Venezuela at that time it was the LPs, you know, the big piece. So and I have a recording of 1812 overture, some Tchaikovsky high line by Barenboim, which I was thinking or something like that. And I destroyed the disc because I was rehearsing with the orchestra. So they were playing. I was stopping. Going back, this is not together, going back, so I used to it. So I was rehearsing it. And then I conduct the orchestra for the first time. And that was not difficult. It was funny because it was my friends. They were kind of same age or older, and we were joking, you know, I was imitating conductors, you know. So it was hard, but no. I think everything has a complexity. But it's usually, if you do with discipline and love, you can conquer everything. You know, play the violin is very difficult. It's more difficult than conduct. Conduct is easy. Look, it sounds beautiful, no? But to make a violin or a cello or a double bass or any instrument sounds good, oof, that takes time, and you are in the way.
That evening, the students were able to attend a performance by musicians who have participated in the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles, or YOLA, which was launched with Dudamel's support and has taken on a major role in the El Sistema movement in the U.S. I later caught up with three of the students from Trenton Music Makers to ask them about the experience.
My name is Abigail Pena. I play violin and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Malaysia Rice. I play violin and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Mahogany Marshall. I play violin and I'm in sixth grade.
What was it like the other day to perform for Maestro Dudamel?
I think it was amazing. It was a really good opportunity.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity, but it just felt normal.
It was exciting.
What in particular made it exciting? Were you a little nervous? And what were you thinking when you were playing?
Well, I was like focused on like my posture and stuff. It was like, I had to listen to who I was playing with.
I was nervous, but I guess that it really didn't matter, but I just still played normal, so.
I was nervous. I was wondering what he was thinking about the songs and the way that we play and stuff.
Did you have a chance to watch him while he was listening?
Yeah, when I looked up. I looked up for a good 5 seconds.
What did you see?
He was smiling.
What do you think it was like to have someone who's that big a conductor? What do you think that meant for you? What will you remember?
I will remember that he was like nice enough to come and watch us play. So, he actually take time out of his day to come watch some kids. Like, he didn't have to come, but he decided to.
But he enjoys like seeing kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't meet people like this. Some people is just, like, to kids, people are, like, rude. He's, like, so humble, like Malaysia said when he's in the auditorium. Humble and kind.
I think he's caring and, like, really inspirational. He took a lot of a lot of time out of his day to practice and do what he wants to do, and he did his best.
Mm-hmm. What have you enjoyed about being in Trenton Music Makers? What have you enjoyed about it?
I like learning another instrument. I like learning new music. I like meeting new people. I like going to new places and a lot of other stuff.
I like playing with other people, especially from like around the world, around areas, or people that I've never really met before. I like learning new songs that are really good.
Well, the best thing I think is being able to do it with your friends.
So you had the chance later that evening to see students who started, I think, a while ago with the program that Maestro Dudamel helped start, and in some ways actually started so many different programs like what you're able to do here. What was that concert like? Was it inspiring?
Yeah, sure enough was.
How was it inspiring?
Just watching them play. It was, what's the word I'm looking for?
Motivational?
Yes, motivational.
Thanks, AJ.
It was cool, like, because they play the same, well, some of them play the same instrument as us, and it was also cool, because, like, I like going and listening to other people's music, because, like, for once, you're not playing the music, and, like, you can get a different perspective, so...
Yeah, I think they were inspirational. They had different instruments, some of them. They had different parts, like melodies and harmonies.
Are you all looking forward to continuing music as you get older?
Yeah. I still want to be a Trenton Music Maker.
Yeah, I'd like to continue playing the violin. Soon I'll learn piano and guitar.
And what do you like most about music?
It's different, like... people, everything is different. It sounds nice, and you might not think you like the music at first, but then when you get to play it, like, you know, like you start liking it, like you grow into it.
The different sounds, like the different melodies, harmonies, the different noises, the different dynamics, like. This is from loud, like in William Tell, how we go from being loud to being quiet.
I think music is good because how Malaysia said you might not think you would like the song, but then you get like really into it. The more you play it, and the more you listen to it, and you like it more. And I like the types of songs because some of them come from different cultures and countries, and it sounds nice.
That was Malaysia Rice, Mahogany Marshall, and Abigail Pena, sixth grade students in the Trenton Music Makers program. The next day, Dudamel visited with high school students involved with the Trenton Youth Orchestra. At one point, he himself grabbed a violin and sat in the front row, right next to Trenton Ninth Grade Academy freshman, Deborah Tu.
He wanted to play with us. Like, he was like, oh, can I play with your guys? And then he sat down with us and played. And he enjoyed it.
Did he get to sit with you?
Yes.
What was that like to sit next to him and play?
I don't know how to explain the feelings, but I was nervous because I feel like I'm going to mess up the sound.
What did you learn from the experience? Did he spend a lot of time speaking with you and going over things or talking about music?
Yeah, he talked about music, how is it like to be when he was young, and how did he like overcome those things. Like, sometimes he'll be having a difficult time, so he explained those stuff to us.
Why do you think it's important that there are programs like your Trenton Music Makers to make music available to so many different students?
It's a good opportunity for some people, like, to try out new things. Like, sometimes they don't like doing other stuff, so they can try out new things.
And what first got you interested in trying?
Well, a teacher called us, and then there was a violin program. But I wasn't in the after school, though. It was just like doing class. So I decided to join, and my first instrument was violin.
And how important is music to you now?
Music's important to me because sometimes I be having a hard time. So whenever I have a hard time, I just play music and it makes me happy.
That was Deborah Tu, a violinist who performs with the Trenton Youth Orchestra. Carol Burden is executive director of Trenton Music Makers. She said it was important for the students to have the chance to see such a major figure in the classical music world take time for them and pass on some of his own thoughts.
It was like the leavening in the dough, really. You know, I'm still laughing and I'm still so happy just remembering the things that he shared with all of us. And if I can boil it down to one thing, it's really just the joy in the sense of possibility that making music together has. I loved the way he said, and I think our kids heard loud and clear also, regardless of whether you're successful or unsuccessful on a particular day, the really interesting thing you do when you make music is that you make space to get better. He spoke often of the space for development. So, yes, if you have a train wreck, you laugh and you regroup and you get it better next time. And if you have a wonderful success, you can enjoy that, but really also in the sense of additional possibility and the ceiling being raised for next time. Mm-hmm. He walked into the room where he was meeting our students at Princeton University, and sort of unbeknownst to us, we got a little bit of a surprise that the room was full of TV cameras from CBS. We had a number of donors and friends and board members who had accepted the invitation to come and be flies on the wall and listen. And when he actually walked into the room, our kids were seated and had their instruments and were ready to play, but there were a whole lot of extra people, and there was a lot of distraction. And he did something very beautiful, which is he was clearly surprised to see how much else there was in the room besides the students whom he had come to see. But then he just narrowed his focus onto the kids. He said hello to everybody and was very gracious, but then sat down. He barely even stood up to talk to the kids. He stayed right at eye level with the kids sitting in their seats. And his messages to the kids, he wanted to hear more. He asked them to play more music. He wanted to know more about what they thought. He said repeatedly, "Isn't this fun? Isn't this wonderful?" That in and of itself was inspiring.
The final session of Gustavo Dudamel's residency with Princeton University Concerts will take place April 22nd through 28th. When Dudamel will lead the Princeton University Orchestra and Glee Club at the University and at Patriots Theater in Trenton. Music programs inspired by the El Sistema model from New Jersey and beyond will gather on April 28th at Richardson Auditorium for a showcase and discussion, and the week will also include performances from musicians from the Berlin Philharmonic and discussions on the artist in society and art in nature. More information on the events can be found at PrincetonUniversityConcerts.org. I hope you enjoy these conversations that I bring you each week on A Tempo, focusing on the changing dynamics and challenges in the arts world. But remember that programs like this are made possible only through your support of this station. To become a member of the Classical Network, go to wwfm.org and click on Donate. Thank you for your support of the Classical Network. Thank you for listening to A Tempo. I'm your host and producer, Rachel Katz. Join me again next week as we explore more issues and trends in the world of the performing arts. A Tempo is a production of the Classical Network and is made possible by the support of listeners like you.